Thanks for calling SDG&E. Calls may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. Main menu.
For gas leaks or downed power lines, press 1 or say emergency. For power outages, press 2 or say power outage. For billing and payment matters, press 3 or say billing. To start, stop, reconnect service, or for fumigation, press 4 or say change service. To schedule a gas appliance order or for more options, press 5 or say something else. To hear these options again, press.
Before I transfer you to an agent, please choose an option that's closest to what you're calling about.
For gas leaks or downed power lines, press 1. I'll transfer you to an agent for further assistance.
Thank you for waiting. My name is Kimberly. May I please have your first and last name?
It's Reuben Goldstein. How are you doing, Kim?
I'm good, Mr. Goldstein. And may I have the address or account number you're calling about?
Yeah, it's 101 Market Street, number 304, San Diego, California, 92108.
Thank you. And do you already have an existing account, or are you calling to start a service?
I do. I just have issues getting online. I just want to pay the bill, and I kind of figure this thing out and get it on auto draft.
Sure, I'd be glad to walk you through the steps. And may I have the last 4 of your social just to verify who I'm speaking with?
2086.
Perfect. Okay. So are you online now, or?
I can be in front of a computer.
Okay, if you can get online, and then we'll go ahead and go through the steps. So it looks like, let's see here. So you already have it set up. So you want to get it paid. It looks like maybe, did you think it was auto pay or?
Yeah, I mean, I've been all over the place, so I just want to figure this out.
Okay, no problem. You see you have auto pay on the Mission Center address, but it's
can
today.
You put
it
this, can you put this one on auto pay?
I can walk you through the steps of doing it. I'm not able to do it since it's altering with your bank information and agreeing to pay out of your bank account. It's something you would have to do. But I can walk you through the steps. So let me know when you're logged in.
I don't know how to. That's the thing. I don't know my password and log in. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, I see. Okay, perfect. So I can get that for you. So your user ID for the Market Street is 101 Market Unit 304.
So 101 Market
is your user ID.
304.
Right.
And then
you
the password.
Don't know the password. I don't have that, so I can send you an email. Let me ask you a question really quickly, because it looks like the other account you already have registered. Let me go back there and look real quick. So these are both your accounts, the Mission Center, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so it looks like you created a new login for the Market Street, but you weren't required to do that. So
okay.
Do you want to just delete that and add it to your...
Yeah.
To the account you already have set up?
Yeah, but I don't even know my password and login for that one.
Okay, let's get you logged in first. Okay, so let me delete this one, and then we'll get you logged into that one.
Actually, you know what? Let's have two separate accounts because they're two separate places.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so let me send you an email to reset your password. Are you able to check your...
What email do you have for me?
I have to ask you, which email would you like it sent to?
Let's do sandiegoruben23@gmail.com.
Okay, that's not the one we have, so we'll have to reset it.
Do you have rubeneg32@gmail?
Yes.
You can use that one, that's fine.
Okay.
Thanks for your help.
No problem. Okay, so let's send you an email now. You should be getting it in the next minute or so. Or less, actually.
Cool.
And then what you're going to do when you get that email from me, open it up, click on the link. It will open a new page. That's when you're going to put that user ID, which is the 101 Market 304, all consecutive, no spaces.
I'm just opening real quick. Give me a second.
Thank you.
101 Market 304, right?
Yes, all consecutive, no spaces.
And I can just do whatever password I want?
Yes, you're going to create a new one.
Okay. So now I'm just going to log in. I did that on my phone. So I went over to Gmail. Alright. So do I just go do I do a make a payment?
Well, it's showing here that there's no bank information set up, so you need to add your bank information.
Okay, so...
And you want to go under Bills and Payments, select Bank Information first, and then add that. And then once you add that, then you would make a one-time payment.
Can you confirm on my other account, is it a Wells Fargo account?
On the other one?
Yeah.
Okay, give me just a second. I don't know what's going on with my computer today. Of course, it's making me log in again. Okay, let's see. Okay, so for this one you have, let's see. All I'm able to see, it says Mission Center.
You don't know the numbers?
You know what? When I open it up, it does say Wells Fargo.
It's ending in 8, does it end in 8966?
The last two digits are 66. That's all I'm able to see.
Okay, so I should make a one-time payment and then do the automatic payments, right?
Yes, so everything's under that Bills and Payments tab. So yes, after you add your bank information and confirm it, then you would do a one-time payment for the total balance, which is $189.21, and that's for all the months. Now, there was a deposit being requested due to the non-payment, so I can go ahead and waive that as a courtesy for you. So
thanks.
Give me just a second, and I'll give you the new amount. Just keep in mind you want to keep the bills paid on time and in full, or the deposit can be re-requested.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so we've waived that, so it lowers the balance to $135.21.
Oh, so the $190, will they just credit me because I already paid that?
Yes, you'll get a credit for that.
Perfect. All right, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. Is there anything else I can help you with?
That's it.
All right. You have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling. And I just wanted to let you know, since you do utilize our online service, please take a look under alerts and subscriptions. You can sign up for outage or reduce your use rewards or any type of energy use notifications where you can be alerted when the bill is due, when you hit a certain tier, when you hit a certain usage. Those are all available to you there under that tab.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.